From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police are searching for a third suspect in Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded hundreds. At least two others were believed to have been suicide bombers. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the carnage.
Nous voulons tout mettre en œuvre.
Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said everything's being done to return life to normal. He said freedom was hit in the heart of Brussels. President Obama, delivering remarks to the Cuban people in an address in Havana, denounced Tuesday's attacks.
We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium in bringing to justice those who are responsible. And this is yet another reminder that the world must unite in fighting against the scourge of terrorism.
At least nine Americans are among the wounded in Geneva as he shuttled between Syrian delegations in proximity talks. UN envoy Stéphane de Mistura said the Brussels attacks underscore the urgency to end the Syrian conflict.
The message we are drawing out of it, we need to extinguish the fire of war in Syria. We need to find a political solution.
The blast came just days after a major suspect in the Paris attack, Salah Abdeslam, was arrested in Brussels. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is off to Moscow and talks with Russian officials on Syria and Ukraine. The trip follows Moscow's surprise announcement of a partial withdrawal from Syria. A senior Burundian army officer who was an ally of President Pierre Nkurunziza was shot dead in the capital Bujumbura Tuesday. Lieutenant Colonel Darius Ikurakura was shot at the defense ministry by an unknown assailant who fled. Sporadic violence has plagued the country since Mr. Nkurunziza announced a year ago his intention to run for re-election. This is VOA News.